Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand,
lend a favor,
lend a favor.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love.
To give love.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning, our radio listening audience. And we are thankful that we can be with you. I am using a new device this morning to broadcast from. I'm using the smartphone, a new smartphone that my niece gave to me, and I am so thankful for it, but I can't hook up to the computer with it. I'm supposed to, but I can get the broadcast on the smartphone. So I'm praying that you are with me, that you hear me, and we will have a great show this morning as ever. The name of our broadcast show today is The Reality of the Creator. Imam Shahid Shabazz is our host. He comes on every morning. He comes on every morning. Every Sunday morning, excuse me. I'm checking here now. I was trying to get him on, and I'm hoping I can get him. He's on, but I'm trying to get him into the studio. So I hope that he can get into the studio and that he hears me. Today's discussion is Islam has returned to save humanity from self-destruction. Islam has returned to save humanity from self-destruction by bringing the people's attention to the core message of faith. The core message of faith for all people is that all people were created by the same Creator. Therefore, all people are one. And all the messengers of the Creator taught the unity of the Creator of the creation, the unity of the Creator, and the unity of humankind. Thank you, our radio broadcast audience, for joining us this morning. Again, I'm going to try to see if I can bring our host on. I hope there's, yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, I wanted to make sure you could hear me. This is all a new adventure this morning. And at first when I tried to bring you on, it didn't seem like you were showing up. But I do get you now, and we're so thankful that we can broadcast this morning. We pray a lot that all goes well and we'll be able to complete our broadcast. As you said, we're expecting many beautiful guests on this morning. Some of the guests come up, and to begin our show this morning, I'll have you to. We will start with the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, dear audience. Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast of not only Imam Shahid Shabazz, but it's the radio broadcast of my human family, Christian, Jews, Muslims, Buddhist, Hindu, or whatever you call yourself. In this world, by religious title, or even if you don't have a religion, you're still my human family, and I love you and want for you the good of Almighty God that He created the world in, and that good is in everything He created. He created everything good, and He's now We're living in the time when he's getting ready to bring everything back to his goodness and his justice for everybody. So everybody can live and we can have heaven on earth. We don't have to die to go to heaven. We can have heaven right here on earth as God created and put us in the beginning, and it's just about to happen. With that said, I want to open with prayer. You always open with prayer. We come in the world praying. Almighty God brought us in the world in the wombs of our mothers in prayer. Ancestor, prostrate, we was bowed over as a fetus. That was a position of prayer and humility. And we'd always stay that way in order for Almighty God to guide us as a people. With that said, we will start with the prayer, the opening prayer of the Holy Quran. It's called Fatiha, or the opening. With the name of Almighty God, Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Creator, Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Again, we greet you. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you all. Today the topic, as it said, is that, Almighty Allah, Almighty God, for those who don't know the Arabic term Allah means God. If you study history, history will reward your research. You won't come up empty. You will come up with the truth. History always brings back the truth. And any time a people is cut off from their history, they've been cut off from the truth. And then that people are subject, as the co-host has said one time, to the vicissitudes of the evil people ruling in the society, in the government. And that's what we see throughout all history. But how did the people get back on track, get back on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight way to Almighty God and his way, when the world was in total spiritual darkness? And it was in total spiritual darkness 1,430-something years ago when a man by the name of Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, peace be upon him, was raised up, created, raised up in Mecca, the country, Saudi Arabia, the city, Mecca. He was raised up, and he was blessed by the Creator, Allah, the heaven, of the heavens and the earth, with the final revelations for all mankind, not just for Muslims. And what do final mean? It means that he had been sending series of revelations to the other prophets like Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Noah, Solomon. I can go on and on. But when he raised up Muhammad, he raised him up to complete and finalize his message of truth for all humanity, to bring us back to his will, which is all good. And this is our last chance. Final means it's just like if I go to court and the judge say, you've been a habitual criminal, and this is your final sentence, and this time you won't get another chance. This is final. I'm going to sentence you to death, life in prison. You ain't never getting out with no possibility of parole. It's similar to that. This is the final finale, if you want to call it that. Almighty God, Allah said that he created the heavens and the earth for justice, for just in. That means you got what? East, west, north, south. He created the heavens and the earth, and he means that he created justice to be all over the planet earth for all people. Yes, and this is something so important that I want to emphasize again, is that all the prophets and messengers of Allah, they taught the same message. And the core, like the core said, of the message of Almighty God is that I'm your God, I am one. Have no other God with me. I'm one. I have no beginning, and I have no end. And his message was also, I'm creating the creation, and I'm calling it heaven and earth. And I am the ruler and the controller of the heavens and the earth. Only, and I'm the Maliki Yom Edin. I'm the ruler of the day of judgment. And he said also, even though I allow evil to exist with good on earth, I'm still in control, and evil still is under my power. And in the Holy Quran, evil says, the evil one, Satan says, he says to the people when they try to blame him for the evil and wrong they do, he said, no, uh-uh. He said, I fear Allah, the Creator. So I only call you to do wrong, but I don't have no power to make anyone do wrong. I just call you. He said, God, Allah, he gave all of you humans free will. So free will comes with choice. And choice comes with personal accountability and responsibility, each as individuals for what we do. We can't blame the devil, and we can't blame God for any wrong we do. Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, he say this. He said, all the good that happens to mankind is from me. And he said, all the bad that happened to mankind is from their own souls. Yes, their own souls. So if you want to, and see, this is another thing that's so important. I was at a historic and momentous event yesterday in Washington, D.C., the nation's or the world's capital. I've never seen so many European or Caucasian people or so-called white people gather together, hundreds of thousands, maybe even a million, with signs that you wouldn't thought that you would see in this country, because when they first came here, they wanted this to be white America. But no longer is this white America. This is America for humanity now. See, they had a plan when they came here to make it white America, but Allah or the Creator also had a plan to make it a place where he's going to gather, he is gathering together all the people, bringing them back to his unity, his oneness, and it's going to serve as the model to change the whole world back to one humanity, where we recognize that we are one people, and the devil will not be able to divide us with religion or with these superficial reasons. I look better than you. You're better than me. I got a better degree than you. I got a better house than you, a better car. All of these things are insignificant. And me and a sister was talking this morning, talking about the beauty of the world and the beauty of people ain't what you see, it's what you can't see. She said the beauty of people is in their heart. And Almighty, and she's right. She's a Christian, my friend. She said that the beauty is in the heart, so a person can look good on the outside, just like when we look at the moon, the sun, the creation. It's beautiful, isn't it? You go up in the mountains, it's beautiful. But the real beauty ain't what you see, the creation. The real beauty is in the nature of creation, and the nature of all creation is what? Good. So some of us as human beings, our true nature is not you know what you see. You got a lot of people say, oh man, she's beautiful. Oh, he's so handsome. And you get to know them people, you find out they're some of the evil, meanest, hateful, nasty attitude people. They're just like a beautiful apple, pretty apple. I used to like apples growing up, and I used to bite into a pretty apple, shine it up, and bite into a lot of maggots and worms. So, look, I'll be, and that's how most people are. They dress up the outside, but they leave the inside alone, and by leaving the inside alone, the evil takes over the inside. Because Almighty God, Allah, created the nature of this people. He said he speaks to mankind through our intelligence. So, if you, and also, I'm quite sure a lot of you have heard the term empty mind is the devil's workshop. That's true. Because Allah, the Creator, gave us a mind to think. And he gave us a mind so we can think and understand what? His truth. And when you don't use your mind, you lose your mind to the devil, to evil, to yourself, evil. See, so everything Allah, the Creator, created, he created to serve. To serve for the good of the whole universe. He created human beings, and he put us down here. He put some of his divine life, eternal, given spirit in our bodies so we could understand that we are only here on earth temporarily, but our destiny is not here, it's in the hereafter. But we're to use this world and use the things in this world only as a preparation for the real life to come after this life is over, after our sojourn, a journey in this world is over, people. And he said the time for us to leave this world is very short now, and we see this with all this death and destruction. So Islam means this, people. For all of you who don't know who Islam is, that are non-Muslims, I'll say non-Muslim by just, you know, name, because everybody's created Muslim. But the Creator, he created the world, he created people, and he had a plan. And this plan was for people to love each other all over the land. He said he created us as different races and cuts, skin pigmentations, not to hate each other, but to get to know each other. You see, if everybody knew each other, it wouldn't be no purpose to get to know nobody. But by us not knowing each other, he said he is the only one that can help us to get to know one another, get to know ourselves and get to know one another. You can't know yourself if you don't know your Creator. And you certainly can't get to know another individual if you don't know yourself. So life begins with acknowledgement that I have a Creator. And my Creator is my life. And my Creator lives inside of me. And my Creator is all good. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful and all-wise. And I cannot make it through this world without his help at all times. I'll say this and I'll conclude at this time. The Creator said he created this world for us as human beings, for us to go through afflictions, to go through our trials, to go through adversity, to go through hardships. And he said, if we go through these adversities and hardships and we keep faith in him and trust in him, that he's going to give us ease all along the way, and trust him. And don't look at the situation and think he ain't got the power to bring good out of what we call bad. He said they will be the only people to be successful in passing the trial on the day of judgment and earning eternal life where we come from. You know, people, we come from eternity. Why? Because when the Creator put some of his eternal spirit in us, that gave us eternal life. So he didn't create us and give us temporary life, animal life. He created us and gave us eternal life when he put his eternal life into our hearts. With that said, I would like to say, and give others a chance, assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabab, teaching strong this morning on his beautiful, beautiful teaching as usual. We want to thank Allah for this beautiful brother who worked so diligently and so hard to bring to us the word, the truth of our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah. His proper name is Allah. We want to really thank him for the beautiful messages that Allah has blessed him to bring to us each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio host show. I see this morning we don't seem to have any guests on so far, but that doesn't stop anything. We want to let those who are listening in And who would like to come on knows that you just need to push the number one button, push that number one button on your phone. You will be singing here in the studio. Yeah, your number will show up, and they'll be glad to have some feedback or comments from you, questions. So feel free to join us in the discussion this morning. We have a lot that's going on now, and a lot of people say God is moving swiftly. Allah is definitely moving swiftly, as you can see. We have a new president in office, and all we can say is that we will see just what the consequences of this new president, how he will be, and what his works will be. We pray for the good of all, the good of everything, so we pray for that his good will outshine his evil, and that his words were just that word, but the intention of his heart might be much better than the words that he expressed at the time of him pursuing this office of president. But we know that God doesn't make any mistakes, and that he was chosen for this office for a purpose and for a reason. So we will try to do the best we can. The work really comes from us uniting together as one human creation and doing the will of our Creator. And if we strive within our hearts with sincerity to do that, what our desires on earth will be accomplished. We will foresee a good, beautiful earth to live on because we will be as one in unity with our Creator. So we want to think that. We don't look for anybody to be able to do anything because we use, all use the tools of the Creator here on earth for his will and his cause, and that's all we're here for. So I want to again let you know that you are listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And I don't want to talk too long, but I was just, it's a beautiful story that I just love here, and I think it fits right in with our discussion today about the purpose of Islam, you know, why Islam has returned, has come to the Western, coming to the Western part of the world, and is shining its light so bright. So therefore, I love this. I didn't realize that I was with this surah, and it talks about Allah is the light. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And high above our petty, evanescent lives, we illumine our souls with means that reach our innermost being. Universal is his light, so pure and so intense that grosser beings need a veil to take his rays. His elects are ever absorbed in prayer and praise and deeds of love, unlike the children of darkness struggling in depths profound of vanities, false realities. All nature sings to the glory of Allah, the Creator, the oneness of God, and men of fraud and hypocrisy are but rebels in the kingdom of Allah. And so our Creator, this is so beautiful. I just love it. And it goes on and on. Just remind us that the physical light is but a reflection of the true light in the world of reality, and that true light is the Almighty God, Allah. We can only think of God in terms of our phenomenal experience, and the phenomenal world light is the purest thing we know. But physical light has drawbacks incidental to its physical nature. It is dependent on some source external to itself. It is a passing phenomenon. If you take it to a form, emotion, or energy, it is unstable. Like all physical phenomena dependent on space and time, its speed is 186,000 miles per second. And there are stars whose lights take thousands or millions or billions of years before it reaches the earth. The perfect light of Almighty God Allah is free from any such defects. So we want to, with this, try to feel the spiritual light, the spiritual reality of our Creator, that He's not comparable. You can't compare to Him. Nobody and nothing can compare to Him and His reality. But we can let we all be grateful to Him for Him blessing us to be a part of the creation. And now, without any further discussion, as I do see a guest coming on, but they haven't been on this long, so we're going to let them hear a little more of a discussion before I call on them. And I will now give the phone back to our Imam, Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, and that was very beautiful. Recitation from the Quran, very beautiful, profound. His truth is profound. And the way you expressed it, it was very profound, very clear. All praises due to Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. I just wanted to say briefly and bring the guests on. Also, you know, I was thinking as the co-host was reciting the final beautiful revelations of the Quran for all people, I was reflecting on what the word interfaith means. Because I was at an interfaith rally yesterday in Washington, D.C., with almost a million people, and most of them was Caucasian, protesting against this unjust system, government system, with this new president in it. And, you know, and most of them was white people, and they were supporting, had signs with black people on them, all the black leaders saying, we are all one. It's time for us to come together as one and take back our government for the good for all of us. Oh, man, I was so humbled. I couldn't do nothing but stand back against the wall and pray. And they was coming over to me asking me about Islam and what it means and letting me know that they're learning about Islam and they love what Islam teaches, Christians, Jews, all kinds of people. And they were saying, we know now that Islam ain't just for Muslims. But Islam is for all people, to help make the world better in the United States and the world for all people. So I wanted to say that, listen to the word interfaith. In order to have faith, you got to enter into the inside of yourself. It's inside of you. And then when you enter into faith with Almighty God in your heart, then you can enter into faith with other people in other religions. That's how you have what's called interfaith. And that's what I seen yesterday. By the hundreds of thousands or millions. Interfaith. So that's how the devil or the Satan keep us divided by causing one race to think, in the human race to think, okay, you black, you white. God didn't create us colors. In the beginning, He didn't create colors. Colored people, white people, Chinese people. He created human beings. Or humankind. I say humankind because humankind means that once you receive the spirit of Allah in you, you become a humankind. What is humankind? A humankind is a kind of human being like God. And to see a human being, a brother said yesterday, human means of the earth. But everything that's walking around here with two legs, that was created out of the earth called a human being, they ain't human beings. It's other kinds of beings in them. Some of the beings are snakes. Some of the beings are wolves. Some of the beings are horses. Because man and woman have the nature. Because they have a different nature from all creation, we have the ability to adopt and adapt to anything we see, to imitate it. Nothing else can do that. It has to stay under the divine moral law and be what God created it to be. But man and woman can become a dog in our nature, in our behavior. We can become a cat, a rat, a snake. And all of these things, they are good too, but they are symbols of what God don't want us to be like in our mentality, psychology, and attitudes. As-salamu alaykum. Bring on the guests.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz, I want to remind you who you're listening to. Imam Shahid Shabazz and his broadcast show, The Reality of a Creator. which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So remind others as you pick up those phones and start dialing. Also, remember to dial somebody else and remind them to tune in too. And now we will bring on the other guests we have, and which we thank for her support. We're very thankful and grateful for her support. She comes through every now and then to support us and give us beautiful words of inspiration and encouragement, as well as comment and ask questions. Now I will bring that beautiful guest on. Sometimes it's not easy always getting them on here. I'm trying to see if I can bring her on here. I'm using this new phone, this so-called smartphone, and it's not always very smart for me. So I'm using it today, and I hope and pray that I will be able to bring our guest on. I think I'm able to get her on now. Assalamu alaikum, my beautiful sister, Ms. Lima.
Yes, wa alaikum salam, and thank you for such a beautiful show. And I'd like to welcome all the guests that's listening. Yes, I also, can you hear me?
Yes,
I can.
Yes, I was one of the participants at the march yesterday as well. And it was fantastic. It was love. It was unity. It was oneness.
Yes,
so I witnessed, and everyone witnessed the oneness, the love. It was no derogatory. It was no issues, no violence, no crime, no issues. It was just love. So to me, it was a march of love.
It was.
To come together. And it was very beautiful. As far as the government, the people, the only thing I can say about that, we're going to give Trump a chance. He has improved himself. I hope him coming into the government, the office that he's taken a position, that people will unite, and it's causing people to unite. So there's good always in the trial. There's blessings in trial. So we'll give him a chance. He's a family person. He has a heart. God controls the heart. So we're going to pray for him, and we're going to hope the best. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say at this point. And thank you so much for this beautiful program.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you. Yes, our beautiful sister, Muslima, this morning. Yes, I was reading also on Facebook about the march. And do you know that it was supported by other marches? And they said about 5 or 6 marches, other places that supported this march in Chicago, in Texas, in some parts of California. And they named a few other places that had crowds just like they were in sea of women, sea of people, you know, supporting them as far as you could see in the streets, which was amazing. So those who didn't make it to D.C. got out in their own communities, in their own cities, and marched for the cause of human justice and right and righteousness. And we want to thank Allah for such a beautiful day, but we must realize that no one man can do anything, can do it all. And this man so far has been a lot of mouth, but I understand his speech was a shock, and that it really went to the core and seemed sincere of his intentions, which were very good. He's a man that's very deceptive, but it's not him who's working. We have to understand it's Allah who's working, and we can't try to say we're going to sit back and see what he's going to do. What are we doing and what are we going to do? We would not have this problem today to realize if we as a people united and did what we have to do instead of sitting waiting on somebody or some leader that's put in place. The whole thing is to let us know that we have a job to do. Now what are we going to do? Instead of fearing him, we should fear who? No one but Allah, and fear of displeasing him. And strive to do, to come together now more than ever. Are we going to come together? Are we going to see more business open in black communities? Are we going to see more beautiful homes and apartments and things going up for our people to live in black communities? Are we going to see more shopping centers in black communities as we do in other communities? This is a question that we as African Americans should be asking ourselves today. what kind of new day is this for us? What type of new beginning is this for us? What are we going to do? What we do will affect what our president do, and we have to understand that. All right, without any further delay, I don't want to take over the show and hold on, carry the show on today, but I just want to remind us that it's not him, but it's us, always us, the people. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz, we welcome you back on again.
Oh, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum, and those were some beautiful words of inspiration and encouragement for all people. As you was talking, I was reflecting over all the history since the world began. And Almighty God Allah said, you won't find no change in the Quran and his ways of doing things. And in his time, God is the same. He's consistent. He never changed. And Almighty God Allah says in the Quran, I want everybody to please, please, think deep with me on these words of Allah coming through me. Almighty God, he started the creation of human beings with only one man. One man. Let's understand this. And that one man, and you see, I want to make it on a higher level than most people understand what man. I'm not talking about man in the flesh as a male. I'm talking about man meaning mind, the mind up there. And take it a little further, when Almighty Allah created the first man, he put the spirit in that man, and he said to the angels, he said, bow down and submit to this man once I create him out of the dust, after I create him out of the clay of the earth. I want all of my angels and the jinns. He had created a race called jinns and the angels, but they both submitted to his will in the beginning. They both submitted. He said he only created humans and jinns to serve and worship him. This is what Allah said, the creator. So he said to the angels and the jinns, bow down to this man when I have fashioned him out of the dust and the clay of the earth and formed him in what we call a body, this human body, which is the most amazing creation of Allah, of the Creator, the human body. He said, now, they question Allah, not out of intent or trying to act like Allah wasn't all knowing, but they didn't know nothing about this man Allah was going to create. So they both, the jinn and the angels, questioned Allah, what is this man going to be like? Is he going to spread blood and cause mischief and everything? So Allah said, I know what ye know not. He told them all, the jinn and the angels. So the angels said, okay, well, we know you're the all knowing, so we submit to your plan, Allah. You know all. We know nothing except what you give us from your knowledge. But the jinns and the chief leader of the jinn called Iblis, he raised up first and said, after he heard Allah's plan, and he said, I can't submit to a man that you're going to create a human out of clay, mud, earth, and you created me out of fire. But Allah said to him, before this sentence, Allah said to him, I want you to submit to him after I put my spirit in him. And still, the jinn leader said, no, I can't do that. Satan, the one we call the devil, and his followers, the evil spirits that followed him and disobeyed their creator. So this is my point. It'll be short, but I'm going to take my time. So now,
yes.
Now, listen. The jinns and the angels wasn't going to be submitting to a human being made of mud and clay. When Allah put a spirit into that mud and clay, that mud and clay became godlike. He gave us what? Enlightenment of his will, of his divine attributes and qualities. So in essence, the jinns and the angels was going to be submitting to the will of their creator still in man. In man. See, we are created to be God-like on earth. We ain't created in the image of God, like a lot of people say. What image do God got? He don't have no image. Our image is something you can see with your mortal sight. You can't see God. He's unseen. He's a spirit. So we are supposed to possess godlike qualities, every one of us. So-called white, black, pink, or blue. It don't make no difference. So God told Adam, the first man, he said, listen, I'm going to give you guidance. I'm going to put you in a garden. I'm going to give you guidance. You ain't going to want for nothing. Everything you need, I'm going to provide for you. All I ask you to do is this one thing. I'm going to put a garden, I'm going to allow a garden to grow in the midst of the garden, and this garden is going to be the garden that bear the knowledge of good and evil. That was the garden, the tree that bear the fruit of good and evil. This was going to be the tree of the devil. And that tree represents societies, and the fruit on the trees represents the knowledge in the society in the world that we grow as human beings. So what was, the Creator telling Adam? He was saying, listen, go all over the world. That's for us down here. And you can take in any knowledge, as long as it's true, for me. But the day, or the, go to China seeking knowledge, but the day you come and you listen to anybody teaching you the knowledge of truth and falsehood, that day you're going to surely die. And since Adam was a spirit, spiritual being, he didn't have no body. So the death that God was telling him and us that we're going to have if we accept truth and falsehood is a spiritual and mental death. So people, what I'm saying is that for the world to come back to the good world that was created in the beginning, we have to come back to accepting the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But once you see the world in the condition it's in, you know the world is not under truth and just truth. The world is under truth and falsehood. But that's about to change. But as the co-host said, you got to take personal responsibility to change. God didn't create us for us to wait around on somebody else to be good, because you're going to be judged by yourself. He said your mama ain't going to be able to help you on the day of judgment, your father, your son, your friends, nobody. You're going to be standing before him alone for your judgment. So likewise, you are alone now in the sense of changing the world. You think, well, you're supposed to wait on somebody else to do good. You do good. And your example will make a change. The sister Muslima that came on today, she said, was one woman that's got this protest and protesting against the injustices of government, nasty and spread it all over the world. Not only in Washington was they protesting against the injustices of government, but they were doing it all over the country. And one man 1,400 years ago was blessed by God with his final revelation, and the whole world was in spiritual ignorance and darkness of Almighty God, like it is today. And that one man, through the grace and mercy of Allah, and Allah called him a mercy for mankind, Prophet Muhammad, because he is. Because God chose him and gave him the final revelation that brought the world out of spiritual darkness to the spiritual light. In that time and in the time we got now. And so Islam has returned to bring spiritual enlightenment back in every individual heart so they will know that they're not in control, the covenant is not in control, but the Creator of the heavens and the earth is in control, and he wants us to learn self-control so that we can be an example to other people of self-control. What is self-control? It's controlling yourself so that yourself won't lead you to destruction. What did I say in the beginning? Allah, the Creator, said all the good that happened in our life as humans comes from him. And he said all the bad comes from our own self. So the greatest job and the worst enemy we got is not Donald Trump, the president, it's ourselves. It's ourselves. And the co-host was right, Muslim was right if they said, once we change ourselves, the call said, as individuals, and stop looking at each other white, black, and start looking at each other human being. If you cut a white man, you cut a so-called black man, they bleed the same blood. They breathe the same air. So we got so many common denominators that it's total ignorance to say that it's different human beings down here because you got different religion. That's insanity. We are connected together, whether we want to be or not, by the universal oneness and all of Allah or the Creator's creation. The sun is one sun. The moon is one moon. The Creator Allah say, if there was more than one God, you will see confusion in the heavens and the earth. Why? Because we, even as people, we argue with each other. I mean, I'm talking about good people too, not just bad people. We have misunderstanding. So, and then in our misunderstanding and confusion, some of us fight each other, kill each other. You don't see that happening in the creation. We see order, peace, harmony, and unity in the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, everything created but man and woman, simply because we have forgot our Creator. And in my last statement, one leader told me to always teach the people, Imam Shaheed, teach the people when they forget God, they forget their own souls. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to remind you, those of you who might have tuned in later, that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabal, The Reality of the Creator. And he comes from every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Unless for some reason, of course, there's been some Sundays that we've had technical problems with the computer or something, or even in the studio. I mean, we're not able to make it on, so we just apologize, but we are human, and it's normal, natural, of course, as we know, for humans to have mistakes. Everything just don't always go the way we desire or want it to be. But Allah is the best of planners, and we are constantly being tested, so we have to realize that. And if we are sincere, the show will go on. So today, we are back here again with you. We thank Allah. I had to use a new device today. As I said, I have a new smartphone here that the computer's supposed to connect with it, and I'm supposed to be able to use a computer, but I can't get the show on the computer, so I'm doing it from the smartphone, which is a new experience to me, and it was all guidance from Allah, because I didn't know what on earth I was doing and had never used it before, done it before, but Allah guided me all the way with my patience and all to be blessed to get us on this show, and I prayed and talked to him, and he answered my prayers, and I'm so thankful that to have you here with us this morning on this beautiful show with this beautiful discussion. Islam has returned to save humanity from self-destruction. Powerful, powerful, powerful message. And as usual, Imam Shaheed Shabazz is doing a wonderful job explaining the understanding of this message today to the people in a way that they will understand and take it to their hearts. And from it, it helps to each day as they strive to purify themselves, help them to be able to do just that and help us to come together like we should in unity as one, struggling to please our Creator. We do have a new guest on here. I see. I'm trying to see how long this guest has been on here. But I believe this guest has just come on, so we're going to give them a few minutes to see what the show is all about. They were on, but I see they've gone back off again. I guess we'll be back on. I believe another Larry who was on here. It seemed like his number that I saw. I don't know what happens sometimes to get cut off. Inshallah, God willing, he will be back on, and we will give him a time. We love to hear him talk, and we will give him a time to express himself on also.
Sister Isla, may I make a comment?
Yes,
Oh, thank you.
Sister
McLean,
yes, you may.
Thank you. Imam Shabazz, that was very beautiful. Your warming suggestions are always welcome. You know, it's very enlightening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aloha Akbar.
Yes. I wanted to share with the listening audience that in creation, from what I study, what I have studied through time and having teachers, you know, everything is a trust. You know, just like the chair we sit in, if we didn't trust it, we wouldn't sit on it. You know, how you do one thing is how you do everything, the principles. So there's this famous quote, and it goes, is relative to the creator and the creation. And it goes like this. Okay, well, I'm trying to think of that. It just slipped my mind. I am human, like Sister Isla said. But it's dealing with
the
power.
Take your time.
Thank you. All the power and all the praises due to him for all of the systems of knowledge that he's given us and everything simultaneously works.
That's right.
And no human being, no evolution, nothing can do that. And how do you know there's a creator? Because your heart is beating by itself when you sleep. So that's enough to tell us there's a power outside of us keeping inside of us working.
Allahu Akbar. That's God is greater. God is greater for all of those who don't know what Allah means. That God is greater.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
See?
That's profound.
Yeah, thank you. And you trust him. You trust him because he gives you the limbs. How do you know his signs? You're seeing, but you can't touch sight. You're tasting. You're smelling. You can't touch it. It's unseen, but you have it.
That's right.
The mercy follows you everywhere you go. The air follows you. The oxygen. You don't believe in him? You give him the oxygen back if you're ungrateful. his mercy follows you, even when you're not thinking of it. He's blessing
sure
you.
Sure do.
But you praise
the
Lord.
The good and the bad.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we praise him. We glorify him. And if you have a trial through your family, your children, your mother, your father, whoever's testing you, that's your blessing.
That's
please,
right.
People,
sure
don't
is.
Don't look at trials. Please, people, don't look at trials as a punishment. At the point that you're upset, Satan's coming in to try to break you. When you have a trial, that's your opportunity to get blessings, people. Remember that. Because you can either go left or you can go right. The easiest thing is to give up. You call on your Lord. He says, you call on me, I will answer you.
Yes, it did.
And for that reason, do we stand together? Do we pray together? Do we eat together? Unity is what it's all about. Not disharmony, disunity. Unity is from God. Division is from Satan.
Yes, beautiful. Well said.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to share that. Because it's so you're welcome. It's so important to you know, it's easy to give up. People say, oh, it's hard to do what's right. But to be honest, if you make one prayer can wipe out all the sadness of your life. So just praying, never give up.
That's right. Beautiful.
Yes. And also, I just wanted to share, if I can, thank you, about the trust factor. I mentioned about trust, to bring it back to trust. The children are a trust from him. We don't own our children. They're a gift. They're a trust. We don't own our husband and our wives. And the Lord gave us the earth as a trust. He said, I made you all different to get to know each other, not to despise each other. So it's a trust, but it's also a test. Should the one who's wealthy, should their neighbor be hungry? No. You're wealthy as a trust, as a test. So with blessings comes a test. And the trust is very important to understand. We're on this earth together. The earth is round. Everything is connected for a reason. So look for blessings when you wake up. Be a blessing to someone. Make time for others, and the Lord will make time for others, and the Lord will bless you. Make time for others, and blessings will begin to come in your life. You'll see your whole life transform.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Yeah. Be kind to your neighbors. If your family member is upsetting you, don't cut family ties. Only time you should cut family ties is if they put the Lord down, and they talk about your dear Lord who you love so much.
Yes, indeed, that's right.
And you put space between them, because family ties, the Lord says, if you cut ties with your family, it's like you've cut off the womb. It's like you've cut off, cut him off. You can't help the family you were born in, but guess what? It's a blessing because guess what? It's a trial, remember? In trials are blessings. Life is a lesson or
that's
a blessing.
That's beautiful. Well said, sister.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, and for those who claim you know everything, you don't need nobody, everything you got on came from different countries. Your shirt came from China.
That's right.
Your hat is from Africa. So you international. Don't even know it. Assalamu alaikum.
That's right.
Thank you. Beautiful. Yes, sister, I listened to the profound speech that you just gave, an explanation, and it was so beautiful because it took me back. I said, you know, just about everything she's saying, I'm always saying on the inside of me, because I was one of the students of Imam Warsi Muhammad, and practically everything you were saying, I had also heard from him, especially with the trust and all. And the last about, he also discussed how the everything you have on, you know, came from other people, from other people in other countries and all over the world. And yet we want to try to put people down and not trust anyone and try to criticize others. When we have to depend. We're dependent. That's the unity there. We are made to depend on one another. And I said, it takes people sometimes to just bring it out so that the publisher, people can hear this, you know. Every day I'm carrying all these thoughts around in me, these beautiful blessings and the beautiful words that you've just spoken, you know. But you don't think to share them with others and not let them be just a part of your life. And that's something that, this is why we need more than one. We come together as one. Because of what one knows or what one recalls even and can relate, the other one might not be able to. So we share it, and it makes it that much more beautiful and that much more understanding to the people that we're speaking to, the public. And I want to thank you again for that profound message that you brought to us this morning.
Thank you. And Sister Isla, if I may say this as well, you know, it says the smile can be charity. And that's why when we speak, speak in peace. And if you're not feeling good, you still have to return the peace greetings. And I'll just share with the listening audience my intentions for talking about trust. Everything has a point of origin. But to talk about the presidents that's at hand. The Lord has permitted this to happen. He has a trust.
Exactly. That's right. Yes indeed.
It's in his hands. We trust in the Lord. He should be doing the same, but at the same time, he's the president. So he has a trust and an obligation to the people. But one thing about it, no one can mistreat people and think good is going to come back to them.
Their family.
So he has a trust, and I pray for him, and I hope the trust that he has is upheld for the people
and
by the people.
It's amazing. They said the speech that he gave was really, you would thought that he was a Muslim from Islam yesterday. It was so humbling. And it was so much about the people and coming together and helping and the wrong that he's done, especially to African Americans, and how he's going to struggle to correct these things and make life better for everyone. And see, that's why I was saying you had to be careful. I thought there would be a switch. Once he took that stand, he's going to come in with a big surprise after all these people were downing him. So, you know, you don't know who you're talking to. And this man is one of the most perfect actors on earth, you know, professional actor. So he might be one character one minute and another character the other, but it's not how he's acting or what he's saying or what he does. But again, too, I say, sister, like you say, it's not just him. A lot didn't put any one man. It began with one man, but from that one man, like Imam Shahid Shabazz, that came billions of people. And that should make it that much more easier if we all came together for us to solve our problems and not even have any problems, but to work in unity for the beautiful earth like it is in heaven. We can make that, and we will do that. And we have to stop looking at what this person or that person is doing, but ask ourselves, what are we doing, and get out there every day and try to do our best to help bring about the will of the Creator on earth.
That's right. Exactly.
Give Imam Shahid Shabazz a chance here to speak. After all, he is the host, and seems like we're just taking over today. And we also do have another guest on. I was trying to see you while this guest on has been on for a few minutes here. That's Brother Larry, who's back on. We're going to give him a chance. I believe Imam Shabazz, you spoke to Brother Larry and let him know what the discussion would be about today.
Well, assalamu alaikum to everybody, and I don't want to say another word. I want to bring on this beautiful brother that I love dearly, and me and him have had trials and in our personal relationship over the years, and the only thing the trials did was made us love each other more and grow closer to God, because he said he created us that we might get to know each other and not despise each other. And we never despise each other because we didn't agree on something. We always just left it alone, and we prayed about it, and Almighty God Allah always brought us back to love and unity. Come on, brother.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Brother Larry, I'm going to try to bring you on here. I'm on the phone. I'll let everybody know that this is a new experience to me on this smartphone broadcasting today. I couldn't get my computer up like it was supposed to come up. So, yes, I'm making Brother Larry. Are you with us today? Can you hear me? Brother Larry? Well, before I speak too soon, it looks like Brother Larry's phone number. It's 919-717-2047. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
All right, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, well, great. I had to get off the phone. I had another call, and I didn't know if you could hear me or not. I'd like to say, yes, good morning to the listening audience. Such a great show again this morning. And I would like to also speak too about the unification that was brought about yesterday from the many people that came together in reference to the Donald Trump thing here, and what's such a beautiful thing, how, you know, united the people were nonviolently and throughout the country and abroad. It was such a beautiful thing, and it really showed me that you know, how, you know, God has his hand. God knows all, and we know very little, you know, when it really comes down to things that are going on a lot of times in the heart and the mind of others. So, you know, it was just a great thing, and I thought about you sisters. I really thought about y'all.
Excuse me, Brother Larry, I hate to interrupt, but I was wondering if you might be able to talk a little louder. It might be my phone. I'm trying to see, but I'm not able to hear you that well. Now I was hearing you much clearer at first.
Okay, and it may be my phone as well. But, yes, I wanted, when I thought about the thing that happened yesterday, I God bless them my heart, you know, how wonderful and beautiful, you know, our women and the female are that he has put, he has put before us and beside us, as partners, you know. And, I just want to thank you all for, you know, just being there and just standing strong. I mean, it's certainly a blessing, and inshallah, that I hope and I pray that it opened the eyes of many men that saw and heard of the activity that went on yesterday.
Well, we thank you, Brother Larry, for those beautiful comments, and we definitely need the prayers of all good people all over the world. You see, there's power in prayer. This singer named Stephanie Mills, she's still living, and may God bless her to spread good wherever she goes. She got a very pleasant personality, and the way she made a song, and then the name of the song is I've learned to respect the power of love. And you can easily understand that the power of the world is in love. Also, you hear people now saying it more than ever in my little 60 years, that knowledge is power. Now, can't you easily understand that? That knowledge is power, because who's all-knowing? Allah. Not only is he all-knowing, he's all-powerful. So why would you, like Muslima was saying, distrust the one that's got all power over the heavens and the earth? Donald Trump is on that test. Not only Donald Trump. Let's talk. Get off Mr. Donald Trump. We pray that he changed too. But the point of the matter is that all human beings is tested with good and evil. But even though we are tested with good and evil, who still is in control of us, like Sister Muslima said? Good, God. He only allows the bad so that we can learn to appreciate the good and recognize that the only way we can have the good is in his unity and in recognition that he's all good. And as long as we're united as a human family under his divine goodness, evil can't touch us. Evil can't touch us. And evil says again in the Quran, I fear Allah. So evil only exists when people are afraid to stand up for the truth. And I want to say this too. Yesterday at the march, Sister Muslima was there with all them hundreds of thousands of people. I was there and another Muslim brother with all them hundreds of thousands of people. But we've seen very few Muslims there. And I want to say this because it's very important. I want all you Muslims to hear this. And I'm saying it firmly and strongly. Listen, Muslima, Allah, I'm saying this to you now directly. He says in the Quran, wear your beautiful apparel. That means your garments at every time and place of prayer. Meaning this, that he's everywhere. So if you go anywhere, out your door, wear your beautiful apparel. Now, this goes along with that. Allah says in the Quran, I've given you clothing to cover your shame. But the best clothes is righteousness. So when we walk around naked, and I was growing up as a little boy, and we seen women, they was called whores, strumpets, and stuff like that. They would walk around naked, lewd. And my grandmother would say in particular, and the others, that she's a shame and disgrace. And even me, and when we would do things that was shameful, you know, some guys, men used to, you know, do things the same, and they would say, that's a shame. They would be naked, and they would be wearing clothes so their private parts would be showing, you see? And the women would be looking at them, talking about how big it was or this and that, and they would say, that's a shame and disgrace. You understand? So, listen, in the sight of our Creator, when we are lewd, when we, lewd means what? Lewd means immoral. So when we walk around here naked, we are shameful in the sight of our Creator. And ain't no way in no religion you can be dressing lewd and be dressing naked, showing your body parts and say you're worshiping Almighty God. No way. Because he say, I give you shame to cover your to cover you. In the garden, he saw Adam and Eve. Listen, he clothed them, right? And what did he clothe them with? Righteousness. And when they ate of the forbidden tree, you know, they're just following falsehood, false knowledge, their clothes come off them. So on the lower plane, when we take in false knowledge, follow ourselves and Satan, and say we follow in Allah, that's when you see people getting naked. That's in religion, especially Muslims. A lot of Muslims, they can quote Quran in Arabic. They go to Hajj and made Hajj, some of them, 2, 3, 4 times. They do a lot of good deeds. Yeah, they do a lot of good stuff. But you look at them out there in the society, you can't tell them from the people that are non-Muslim first by their clothes. By their clothes. There's a certain clothing If you look back in the biblical days, the clothes that the prophets and messengers wore and the righteous, they covered their body. You didn't see their body parts. You didn't see the women's breasts. You didn't see the men's private parts. You didn't see the women's backside because they had fear of Almighty God. They knew even though they couldn't see him, he could see them. So me, Muslima was there, and I told her this morning. I said, sister, she was telling me how she felt, and the white people were just befriending us with so much love. It was overwhelming. She said they'd done her the same way they did me. And she said her garments that she had on, they was complimenting her on that, her garments, how beautiful she looked. And they were doing me the same. And I was telling her that, you know, the white Caucasian people were showing more love than in the Million Man March last year that had more black people. The white people this year, a Caucasian, was showing black people more love than black people showed each other last year in a black march. And listen, this is why I'm saying this here, too. White people are Caucasian people and other people, too, but especially Caucasian and Jews. They done been to Africa thousands of years ago and studied us as a people. And they found that most of the continent of Africa, the people, the Africans, they were black and they were Muslim. They worship, their religion, our way of life was Islam. And their book they followed and kept them building civilization up for the civilized world we have today was the Holy Quran. So the white people, they began to study us. And they studied us for thousands of years as a people. And they began to say, these people are rich, even the land, the continent. They got, it's rich in material resources. It's the richest land of God, Allah created on earth in material resources. So they began to see how we were blessed by the Creator with such profound knowledge to build a pyramid that's in line with the heavens and earth. They built it based on the order of the heavens and earth, the pyramid. And the scientists today, the European, the Jews, and other scientists, they still can't exactly figure out how they did that because they're trying to deal with it from a scientific or material point of view. If they take it on a spiritual plane, they will know that Allah, the Creator, has power to do anything and to give people power to do anything he wants them to do. So my point is this, is that we as Muslims, I'm talking to you Muslims now, Allah says in the Holy Quran that he raised Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, up 1,400 years ago as the greatest mercy for mankind to bring them back to civilized thinking, righteous thinking. And he say he charged every Muslim to do the same thing that Prophet Muhammad did, that is to be witnesses for mankind to call them back to the way of Almighty God Allah. So that we can all live as one. And the way you best call people back to God is the same way Prophet Muhammad called people back to Allah, is through our conduct, righteous conduct. And I want to say to that a picture is worth a thousand words. Them Caucasians were watching us yesterday, and I had on a particular suit that one of my customers in Durham make for me, very beautiful. It was a whole holy garment, spiritual garments.
We have
1 minute
and 30 seconds left.
I'm gonna let Sister Muslima lead us out in prayer.
Yes, sir.
Sister Muslima, you still here?
I'm sorry, but I'm supposed to cut them off. Let me put it back on.
Yes. Is it time up, Sister Isla?
Yes, So it's just time for us to make salat, and then that'll be it.
Oh, you mean
make prayer? Imam Shabazz wants you to lead us in prayer.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much. Lord bless you for that. I would like to say, through the time of the token of the ages, truly man is in a state of loss. Unless he or she joins together in mutual teaching, patience, and constancy. Mutual teaching, because each one, knowledge belongs to the Lord, comes from the Lord, given to us as a trust once we share it, we're obligated to share it through patience. Patience is a virtue. It took 9 months to have a child. Patience is a virtue. It takes time. Time will heal a lot of most of our problems with faith and patience. Constancy, the Lord says he loves those who are consistent. If you want to break an old habit, you continue to pray and the heart will transform into something great. Thank you.
Beautiful prayer. And Sister Isla, co-host, if you got any time, I would like for you to say a prayer.
As-salamu alaykum. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to a God, the God in Evolve, the Lord of all the world. We want to thank you for such a beautiful morning with the blessing for such beautiful guests and beautiful teachings from our host, Imam. And we pray that this message reach the hearts and souls of the people and inspire them in such a way and encourage them to get up and move and go out and let's get this work done, merciful Lord, that you have put us on earth to do, to bring about your will, your way, and bring back the good that we know will exist because you've let us know that it's going to exist. Let it be from us and through us that we receive your word, that we turn around and come back to the right path and we hear and we obey. And may you bless each of us as we leave today, merciful Lord, with more inspiration and more determination to use ourselves, these tools, to do your will today. And bless all of those who were on our show here today. I mean.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Tune in again next week, same time, for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you. Thank you, our beautiful audience, for listening in today. May Allah be with you as you join us again next week. May you be blessed with a beautiful, beautiful week this week.
Yes, you are the star that I So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you, yes, you get brighter every day.
Stronger, stronger, stronger every day. And that you